The following is a KTCK sports presentation. Yesterday on the Hard Line.
You guys agree, or I guess we know why now, that Erica Badu wears the fruit hat to harness that bush she's got up there?
She's got like a Link from Mod Squad. Afro.
That is one of the most tremendous afros I've ever seen. And I like it better than the fruit hat. Why does she go with a fruit hat? That's an awesome look.
In case she gets hungry.
True. I didn't think of that.
Grego, you should invest in a fruit hat. Except you should have like a hamburger hat.
And all right, let's listen to the Clash thing.
You yeah, yeah. This is the Joe's. They ran through the.
We got a Mentory Wix on the way.
That was the greatest stammer of all time. Man.
God.
Collect yourself. Put on your fruit hat. Come on, Snake.
I picture Grego with a hamburger hat.
Why does it have to come back to me? I didn't say a damn thing. Why do you got to make me the ass of the joke? I didn't say nothing. I'm sitting over here minding my own freaking business.
You know, like,
why do you got to bring up the hamburger hat?
All we're doing is waiting for you to fight through that world-class stammer.
I didn't say anything, but of course it's got to come back to me.
You know, the motorcycle helmet with the spike through it, and he's just got like six hamburgers squashed on the spike.
Like that little game you play when you're a kid with the rings.
That's really
right.
That's really funny. But the thing is, you should have issued it 5 minutes ago.
I just thought of it.
But you stammer, and immediately I've got to be the ass of the joke.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner. Greg the Hammer Williams.
I had a fart.
Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake Cobra.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1.
The Hard Line.
3:23 is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite station, be it AM, FM, or XM. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line, the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. We have another big day ahead of us today. And we have another terrific presentation set up.
Unbelievable how this trying to top yesterday. I think we're going to do it.
Yes.
Yesterday, a fantastic show.
Got Mavericks chaos to deal with today. We have E-News at 4:30. Lots of baseball to get into. But the day will very likely be highlighted by the Tower of Smeet. We have found a taker who is going to try and meet the Smeet Challenge. And originally, this opportunity for enrichment, no less, was offered to Big Dick Hunter, who always led us to believe that he was so broke and was treated so badly compensation-wise up here that he just could not and would not turn down anything that was funded.
So the first time we did try to fund something, what did he do?
Well, he tried to bargain and lessen, make it all a little bit less from his side. He tried to to, I guess, fatten his side of the equation a little bit.
And ultimately and we just turned it down.
Yeah, he finally just walked away from it when we refused to do this.
So that tells me that he's making too much money. He can afford to turn down funding.
And that tells us all that what he said is not true.
Exactly. He can obviously very much afford to turn down funding.
And if you can't believe that from him, I ask you, what can you believe?
Can you believe those wild, wild Girls Gone Wild stories? Can you?
Right.
Can you? Can you believe Bunny Ranch stories?
Might there not be the possibility that he's just making all that stuff up?
Yeah.
We say yes.
You know, may it be a fact that he's a very religious man?
That he has to pound that hamburger every single night?
What are you talking about?
Was he a cook?
Mm-hmm.
Pound that hamburger.
Snake.
So Big Dick, questionable credibility.
However, we have found someone to take the Tower of Smeat challenge up here. And that someone is Mike Turley.
Don't clap.
I'm beginning to like Mike Turley.
Hey, he stepped up to the plate.
Yep.
He stepped up to the plate.
Now, Justin is with us today at the helm.
Another guy that makes too much money that turns down funding.
I've never turned down any funding.
He never has, for real.
He just hasn't been able to complete the tasks.
Yeah.
Remember he tried to eat the dozen donuts?
Right.
For like $8.
Made it through 10 and
he had
crapped
10
himself.
Donuts.
All he needed was two more.
For nothing.
I remember when you got to like 39 eggs, you couldn't eat any more, but somehow you choked down 11 more.
Yeah, well, I'm different.
Respect.
Now, I would imagine that you're going to be very interested in this because you work very closely with Mike Turley, don't you?
I do.
I have for some time,
I'm
right?
Certainly glad we don't. When he gets finished eating all that smeat, he's going to be farting like a pet monkey.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock,
right,
too.
If he's able to
work,
function at all.
He's going to eat the Tower of Smeat, and you're going to realize the power of the Tower of Smeat.
That's right. So that'll be coming up. We're going to get that up and running about 5:50. The Ranch Report will be back with us today as well at 5:30. So, obviously, a very, very big show. But coming up next, Roto-Rooter talk here on The Ticket.